Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, people? It's your man, C Major. Got a few things to discuss tonight. First of all, this is our first Monday show, so we're definitely going to make this as big as possible. We have a lot of great things coming up in the weeks to come. Got a lot of big guests coming up. We're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss, get into the politics a little bit. We're going to discuss the CBC. Attended that this weekend. Definitely a great event. We're going to discuss some poll stuff. But most importantly, we're going to talk about We Got Now Radio. It's your man, C Radio. Stay tuned. Got a lot of good things.
I thought I told you. I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip hop, old school flip flop. With a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick tock, and you don't stop. Down in the street, taking over the whole block. Lock to the boys, we need to make more room. Move. Get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. Report new music, movies, awards too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating facts from fiction. What was it that I did? We're going backstage and you ain't getting text admissions. Better switch gears, this here's a fast addiction. Listen, process is turned to process. You got that, we don't care who got next.
All right, people, we're back. We're definitely about to get it in for you. This is what we're going to do, just so you guys can kind of, because I know this is the first Monday show, so I kind of want to, this show right here is basically just laying out the groundwork, if you will, so you guys can understand what's coming up in the next few weeks and how we're going to do this thing and how we're going to move forward with We Got Now Radio at hiphopourway.com. What we're going to do is, where the show is now going to be featured Monday through Thursday. That's Monday through Thursday, same time, 7 p.m. The difference is this. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday will be half-hour shows. So there will be 30-minute shows. We're still going to have guests. We're still going to give you guys all the information, just in an abbreviated form. Now, with that being said, there will be some times where we have very, very, very special guests. Not to say any of our guests aren't special, but sometimes we will have different guests that require a little more time. We will definitely try to accommodate them and have an hour show at that point. But for the most part, what we're going to try to do is keep it at a half an hour and so you guys can get all the information you need, everything that's going on in the hip-hop community within that half an hour span, and you can kind of keep it moving like that. But the Wednesday show will still be an hour. And still have all the panels and with the click and everybody. So that's kind of the move that we're going for right now. Like I said, we've had a lot of success, and at this point we just want to continue that success. So I appreciate everyone who supported us and keep doing so. Next thing, hiphopourway.com. If you go to the website on the radio page, which can be reached at We Got Now. That's We Got Now. .hiphopourway.com. We've actually switched the format of the radio page, and I think it looks pretty good. You can definitely, for those of you who have been inquiring to me about being on the show, what you can do is there's actually a contact form right there where you can contact us, tell us why we should have you on the show, give us your MySpace link or your website link, and then we can get back to you as such. Because a lot of the information I was receiving, people weren't sending full information, so we kind of had to do some digging in. And it was too much emailing back and forth. We want to kind of get precise in one area. So that's where you hit us up, and that's wegotnow.hiphopourway.com. And you can reach the radio page directly through that. Also, for those of you who don't know, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can hit us up 646-200-4965. I'll say it again a little slower. 646-200-4965. And that is our permanent caller number. Some people were kind of confused and thought our number switched. No, it doesn't. We have the same number all the time. But yeah, just I wanted to really kind of comment about the site and let you guys know everything is going wonderfully. And we have a lot of big events coming, and we have a lot of big guests coming up. A lot of people reaching out to us, and a lot of it is just scheduling conflicts. So what we're trying to do is arrange some things to make sure you guys can have the best talent. We want to make sure we have the best talent available during this time. So other than that, what I'm going to do, too, in the next few weeks, I want to make sure that I invite our whole staff on the show, which includes our writers and obviously our other co-hosts will be on throughout the week. But I definitely want to make sure I get our writers on so they can talk with you guys and you guys can understand it's not a one-man show, if you will. It's something that we do together. And that's why we are having the success that we're currently having. So, you know, I'm definitely humbled by it. I'm definitely humbled by some of the people. I wish I could tell you guys, to be honest, some of the people who have reached out to us. But until that deal is closed, I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to make myself look bad. You're not going to John McCain me, if you will, for those who follow politics so that they know what I'm talking about. What else is going on there? I'm going to talk to you guys about the guests we have coming this week. We have an exciting week. We have a guest every day this week. Actually, on Wednesday, we have two guests. I just got a confirmation from someone right before I came on air. So it's not on the website yet because I just received the confirmation. So it will be as of tonight. We'll make sure we get that up. But the first guest on the 30th, which is tomorrow, we have Darlette Gale. She's actually an artist out of the Washington, D.C. area, doing extremely, extremely well. She has an album called White Chocolate out. So we're going to be talking with her. She actually been nominated for the Velocity Magazine Awards, as we have. I've mentioned that several times to you guys. We've been nominated. I think the award show is November 15th. And for those of you who are in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, if anyone is interested in attending, you can send us an email. We can see what we can do about just giving you some tickets, basically. And you can hit us up at radio@hiphopourway.com. Or if you decide you want to just go to the webpage and use the form, that's fine as well. And once again, the radio page is wegotnow.hiphopourway.com. So tomorrow we got Darlette Gale. Should be an exciting interview. She's definitely doing her thing out here in D.C., so I'm definitely looking forward to that. And on Wednesday, we actually have two. We have two guests. The first will be Ms. Gina Rose. She's another R&B singer out of the D.C. area with a new album, Love, Pain, Grow, and Change. She's actually been doing her thing for a little bit and is definitely, definitely, definitely on the right path. I'll say so. We want to make sure that you guys tune into that. All her information, website links, and all that stuff is on the website, so you can check that out. And her live link is actually up and going too, so you guys can just click on that on the website to be informed about that. Also on Wednesday we have Nicki Minaj. She's actually an artist under Lil Wayne's Young Money Entertainment. So we're going to have her on there. We're going to talk about Lil Wayne, and of course, and all those different type of things. She's a very outgoing person. For those of you who have not got put on yet to Nicki Minaj, you will come Wednesday. She's definitely an interesting individual, very outgoing, very speaks her mind. So we're going to get into some stuff and make sure we ask her the questions that you guys want. Another thing, too, I want to comment back. For those of you who want to maybe ask these artists a question, if you go to their page at wegotnow.hiphopourway.com, if you click on the name and go to their page, what you can actually do is leave us a comment with the name with under that page, and we'll try to get your questions answered as well. So we want to make sure we can get everybody's questions answered in order to, really make you guys a part of this. We don't want to just be dictating all the time. We want to make sure that we're asking the questions that the general public wants to know. We hope we do a good job of that, but just in case we forget anything, we want to make sure of that. So like I said, we got Gina Rose on Wednesday, as well as Nicki Minaj from Lil Wayne's Young Money Entertainment. So that should be really big. You've probably seen her in the Get Money video with Lil Wayne and T-Pain. You know, she's definitely been making her way around the net and doing a lot of big things. So we're definitely excited about having those two on the show. And then on Thursday we have Neek. She's another artist out of the D.C. area. She'll actually be performing at the Velocity Magazine Awards. She has a new single out called More. And we're just really going to get like I said, we don't do just mainstream. We don't do just independent. We do artists, and we do quality artists. And all these people are definitely quality artists, so we're going to make sure that we, give you guys what you need, as far as the music industry. This is hip-hop our way, and this is We Got Now Radio. And what we mean by that is there's no one dictating on how we conduct our interviews. We've had to actually, to be honest, turn away some interviews because people say we can only talk about this or we can't talk about that, and that's not what we are. I think that's where a lot of rappers and entertainers and singers have fallen off because they're not real anymore. So because of that, when we receive those type of requests, we don't take that. Unless it's personal. Now, if it's in there about their personal life, we really try not to get into that because that's not our business, we feel. But we do want to make sure that, once again, we get you guys what you need, the questions you want to answer. In my opinion, it's only fair. But those are the guests for next week, and I'll repeat it really quick for you guys. Tuesday, we got Darlette Gale. Wednesday, we got Miss Gina Rose and Miss Nicki Minaj. And on Thursday, we got Neek. I'm telling you guys, we got a lot of great things jumping off in the next couple weeks, especially going to our new format, which is Monday through Thursday. What I would like to do now, because we've been having requests for these two songs in particular, I want to get into it. And we're going to play one now, one a little later. The first one I'm going to play is by my man Donnie Goins. We played it previously. He was on the show 2 weeks ago, and we definitely got a great response on that. We had about 25,000 listens during his show, so... You know, that's definitely a good look. So what we're going to do right now is get into my man Donnie Goins. His joint's called I'm Moving. This is your man, C Major.
By the moon when the track appears, I go tanning on the sun, and all my worries just vanish when I'm done. Blast off in spaceships, helmet on, and I can taste it. On the tip of my tongue, the hopes and dreams. I'm taking flight with broken wings. Now leave your eyes open, please. I am moving, come float with me. Love the view from Mars, light years in the booth from y'all. Just listen real close to these group of bars. My thoughts stretch out to Venus. Mine's a black hole, you doubt my genius. But that's only cause the ground's beneath this. Understand no clouds, my genius. And my solar system can illuminate your soul with wisdom. You gotta believe, but people like you never bother to leave. So let's fly to the moon. I'll show you the way this pilot of cruise. just relax, I'm supplying the fuel.
Here it is.
I hope that you decided to move. With a birth for me,
I glow.
And my thoughts in Pluto, the constellations have found a new flow. And the gravity's too low for many out there, so their conscious moves slow. But I travel at the speed of light. They say great minds think alike. So I hope when I speak through mics, it'll help the ground get reach these heights. Cause the view's amazing. Release your mental, your mind is caged in. Use your imagination, high and moving, why are you waiting?
That was my man Donnie Goins once again for the I Am Moving joint. One thing I neglected to mention before one thing we want to do with the show. Like I said, we do have wonderful guests from the music industry, but we also want to take it not outside of the music industry as well. We want to get into the PR stuff. We want to get into the fashion industry. Because hip-hop, for those of you who don't know and don't understand, because everybody's not in the know, hip-hop is so much more than just rap music. Hip-hop is the way I walk, talk, dress. It's a culture. It truly is a culture. And I'm proud to be of the hip-hop culture. And with that, what I was talking to a lot of people, I told you guys I was at the CBC this weekend, and I was talking to a lot of the older gentlemen, as well as the younger people who are coming up, you know, lawyers, doctors. I got a chance to sit down with Jesse Jackson, which was interesting. I had an opportunity to meet Jesse Jackson Jr. I met basically a lot of influential people, I'll just to say the least. I mean, I can call off so many names right now. And the consensus was, I think there's a lack of understanding between the generations. There's definitely a generational gap, because a lot of what they see and say is based strictly on television and the input that's put out there. They don't see what we are as a culture. And to be honest, at first it angered me some, because, you know, we were at different panels and I would see they were downing us so hard. You know, they would say, oh, we're not trying to talk bad about them, but then yet they would go at us hard. And it upset me at first, but then I realized it was a lack of understanding, because they didn't get it. They didn't get what we were really about. So especially when I had an opportunity to speak with a lot of these gentlemen one-on-one, especially some of the senators, especially Senator Rush, I believe his name is. I hope I got that right. He was the one who brought on the legislation or had the committee hearing. When you saw David Banner, Master P, and he had a lot of the executives from the hip-hop industry when the whole IMUS thing came about. And I told him I still didn't understand how one had anything to do with the other, but that's for another show. But I want to be, because I've had a special opportunity to be around a lot of these individuals, my goal from here on is really just to try to help to bridge that gap with the two sides, where you guys have heard me say this many times, the block to the boardroom, if you will, to bridge that gap. So in doing that, though, we decided that education of for the block is important as well, so they can understand where the other side is coming from. So what we're going to do is not only get you guys the hot guests and the hot interviews, hot music, you know, fashion trends and all that good stuff in the news, what's going on in the hip-hop community. What we also want to do is educate. And I think that's going to be one of the my favorite components of this whole thing, to be honest with you. We're going to educate as far as starting a business, starting a record label, networking, all these other different type of things that sometimes we don't understand how to do, because I've seen it done so wrong at so many events. I've seen so many CEOs who really weren't CEOs because they don't really own a company, but they just say it. I've seen a lot of these different things, and I think it's not because they don't want to be. I think a lot of it is the lack of education. So we want to help with that gap, because I think it'll help both sides understand each other better, and I think it'll help us move. We can't go back. We can't change anything that's happened before, but we can help the younger people coming up, and as well as the, you know, my generation, take it to a new level. My goal is to create a nation of moguls, real moguls, not just saying. I think a lot of people just say it. We want to create real moguls. I call myself that for a reason, because I really feel that's where it is. You know, it takes a different level to be a mogul, and I think that's what we want to help create. And with all that being said, I'm saying that all I have to say is we're definitely going to start having some more educational components. We also want to invite you guys as guests to call into us, and we want to help you with whatever problem you have. If you're having a problem starting your label, we want to help you with that. If you're having a problem, you know, meeting the right people, maybe you need a partner. We want to help you guys figure out that. Whatever it is, we want to really, really, really get into it and help you guys out. And that's another thing. If you have any show ideas or you think you need to be on the show for that reason, maybe you're not an artist, but you're an executive and you just need a little help to take your business and your company to the next level, you can also hit us up at wegotnow.hiphopourway.com. That's wegotnow.hiphopourway.com. It takes you directly to the music page. Also, once again, you can call up 646-200-4965. So definitely want to send that out there. And with that, too, what we're going to be doing also, we're going to have certain polls every week. I think the polls are going to be beneficial, because it's going to let us know. For some reason, everybody won't call in. Everybody won't, you know, that's not for everybody. But we want to give you guys an opportunity to have your voice heard and make sure we put on the right shows for you. So the topic for this week's poll is, what topics would you like us to discuss? Simple as that. And the choices are create a buzz using your MySpace. So we're going to help you, basically a step-by-step guide to create a buzz using MySpace. I mean, some people go about it just so wrong and really don't understand it, so we want to help you. How to become a leader. There's a lot of people who pretend to be leaders, and that's old, young, that goes across the board. But we want to help you guys, you know, bringing on certain guests and bringing on certain people that who can actually help you guys get the necessary basic things that you need in order to become a leader. The other thing is, because, you know, hip-hop does have a lot to do with the music, we want to teach you how to jumpstart your music career, how to go from an idea to actually, you know, being, whether it's a performer, CEO, whatever it might be. We want to help you guys with that. Also, networking. I think networking is extremely important. It's probably one of the most important things to do. So we want to make sure we help you. Because, like I said, I go to so many different events, and people just network all wrong. And I've been guilty of it, too, in the past, where, you know, you have a handful of business cards at the end of the day, yet you don't contact anyone. So we're going to make sure we give you guys the tools necessary to alleviate that. Starting your own business, which is very big, and that can be anything. A music business, consulting business, whatever it might be, we want to help you have the necessary steps in order to do that. We're really try to, you know, we always say this, we're very big on not just taking from the community, we want to give back to the community and stuff. So, and I think this is an excellent opportunity for us, you know, as a hip-hop community, to have our voices heard. We're going to have a lot of fun on these shows. We're going to have all the special guests. Like I said, we have a lot of big guests, not just musicians. We have some actors we're working on. We have some business executives that we're working on. One individual in particular I'm going to have on recently is a gentleman by the name of Kenny Barnes, who's really big in the D.C. area. He has an organization called Root, Inc. It's part of the Stop the Violence movement. I'm going to try to get my man Hakeem on from the Stop the Violence movement with KRS-One. So we do have a lot of really, really exciting things coming up. And I wanted to take this opportunity, it being the first show with the new format, to kind of lay down the groundwork. I know I did a lot of talking, and I apologize about that, but I really wanted you guys to understand where we're going with this, have a clear understanding of what it is, and we can take it from there, and we can build. If it comes down to it, and you guys are loving it so much, and we feel the need to do an hour show every day, that's what will be done. I'm very dedicated to this project, and I think it's going to be very, very beneficial to everyone who listens. It's not just about us, it's about everyone. Hip-hop as a community. I mean, I say it over and over again, but I think that's what it's about. It's not just about moving me and my agenda. It's about hip-hop as a community. So with that being said, I'm actually going to close it out for tonight because I think I did enough talking. But I don't want to leave y'all like that, so I'm going to get you a little more music. So y'all are going to play. I played the Donnie Bones joint, the Iron Movie joint, and the other big request I had, and I keep getting this request. I received over probably like 100 emails asking me to play this song. Where can they find this song? So I said, why not? We're going to end it with my girl Nina B. So it's called Boxing. I like your boy, man. Timmy C. Major, all I got to say is we got that. We don't care about next. See y'all tomorrow. All the best. Peace.
So they wanna square off, work with a threat, dab uppercut. Am I hurting them yet? How you gonna get tough, home searching the net? You don't really wanna work with a threat.
They call it legal slump, because she legal slump, and you can't even front. And this corner is the dawn of a new breed, embroidered on a roll while the words I'ma do me. Height 5'7", kick 5'7", right-left combo, that's so 9-11. 135, pound for pound, never been knocked down, stood through every round. 22 wins by way of knockout, opponents now looking for a way to cop out. First in my class, heavyweight champ, strength, conditioning, and I straight dance. The name mean to be. Call me the bosses. Catching cold feet, you can totally force it. Come on, bitch, your girl fist leaves you exhausted. Before you even know what you lost, bitch, you lost.
So they wanna square off, work with a threat, dab uppercut. Am I hurting them yet? How you gonna get tough, home searching the net? You don't really wanna work with a threat. So they wanna square off, work with a threat, dab uppercut. Am I hurting them yet? How you gonna get tough, home searching the net? You don't really wanna work with a threat.
Couple knockdowns, but I'm not down. Corner men throw in styles, rest stop rounds, aim high. Can't stand the face that'll leave you out on your feet. Standing eight or TKO'd. I ease they low, leave them curled on the floor like they 3 days old. I dominate the ring, devastating blows. Dominate the game, devastating flows. Heavyweights, leather state, I make the levees break. Let me demonstrate, let it escalate. I'm from the old school, you know, rope a dope, peekaboo, boom, the old okey dope. Sizzle like grease, sizzle like soda hot, drizzle like honey, but I pop like a loaded drop. I double hip hop in your face. Left hand beat, right hand bass.
So they wanna square off, work with a threat, dab uppercut. Am I hurting them yet? How you gonna get tough, home searching the net? You don't really wanna work with a threat. So they wanna square off, work with a threat, dab uppercut. Am I hurting them yet? How you gonna get tough, home searching the net? You don't really wanna work with a threat.
Boy, use a fake. It's not a fair fight, cause you're a cruiserweight. You're running out of stunts. I pack a a power punch. And if the man clean, you won't leave without a lump. Sparring in a square ring, swinging cause my ears ring. Talking the sound, I'm off from around to bring it. Yeah, I've been jumping rope, working calisthenics. You're so pathetic, I see your face in the focus, man. Whoever's commentating could commentate on my combinations. You against me, it's not a common denomination. Balance speed, agility, you can't get rid of me. When you search for competitors, don't consider me. Mouthpiece sent, I don't bite my tongue. No kids still beat you like my son. Let's see how you feel when you're not so conscious. Third man in the ring yelling, no conscience.
So they wanna square off, work with the flank, jab, jab, uppercut. Am I hurting them yet? How you gonna get tough home, surfing the net? You don't really wanna work with the weapon.